The bipolar mind is a beautiful fractal. It is so sensitive and analytical towards its own thoughts and the thoughts and behaviour of others. It is capable of much empathy and finds it easy to identify with sufferers and people with deep difficulties. People who suffer in this way are good friends and confidants and bear burdens well. They can think of things to say and do to support others and have a willing and sacrificial spirit towards those in need. The bipolar mind is easily upset because of the sensitivity and the ability to feel the full gamut of human emotion. The extremes of feeling are fully felt, which is a sensitivity towards people and events. Only the mind can fix the mind, and thinking things through and analysing is the way out of the maze and the melting pot of emotion. When things are sad, the bipolar mind is sad, and when things are glad, the bipolar mind is happy. The mind feels the extremes of these emotions at times and can tip into clinical depression or a manic crisis. The bipolar mind must learn how to cope with this and learn how to control and cope with the emotional ups and downs and recognise when it is tipping one way or the other and make the right adjustments. This is a lifelong learning curve, and many people get stuck somewhere along the line and don't resolve their personal difficulties. Others get caught up with other people, and the lack of understanding from other people is hard to bear. The bipolar mind needs to understand about others too and make adjustments for them. It is a complex web, a fractal. The bipolar mind is very creative and dynamic mind and highly intelligent. This is not considered in our society, and therefore people who have such minds are sidelined and scapegoated, and they bear a lot of blame. They appear to be a threat, and petty jealousies can be a problem. The role of medication is dodgy. It masks difficulties and stops the mind from really sorting out the difficulties. It drugs down the psyche and only puts off the day when the problems have to be sorted out. Medication is of limited value and is used as a chemical cosh for the troubled mind. There is a way out through talking and honesty, and all parties facing up to fault and lack of understanding. If one side is unwilling, it makes trouble for the bipolar person. The bipolar mind has to learn not to blame itself, but investigate the situation and let others shoulder their own blame. The bipolar mind is sensitive to the soul and feels the need for God more easily. Perhaps it is the suffering that leads them to God, or perhaps an innate ability to relate to God should they find him. A bipolar mind that relates to God is a powerful force and can understand and access layers of spiritual understanding that brings the person nearer and nearer to God. To have such a mind is a blessing. When all other lights in life go out, the reality of God is strong. This is a sweet blessing and deepens the thought processes and mindset of the person so that they are in tune with God and feel his presence acutely. God is the Lord of the bipolar mind, and he will coach the person to keep them in life and in a heavenly way. His graciousness is legendary and his love reigns supreme. Love reigns in the bipolar mindset and therefore is more sensitive to the Lord.